The state of Washington and the city of Seattle are suing drug makers over the opioid epidemic. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
State and city officials say illegal practices by opioid manufacturers have contributed to increased prescribing and drug abuse. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma marketed their drug deceptively to doctors and the public, overstating effectiveness and downplaying the risk of addiction.
How one advertises one's product, wherever that's going to, wherever that advertising is, you've got to follow our state laws. You've got to follow our Consumer Protection Act. You cannot deceive any part of the public with that advertising. And that's what Purdue has done here.
The state lawsuit aims to make Purdue relinquish profits made through drug sales in Washington. In a statement, the company said they vigorously deny the allegations and are dedicated to being a part of the solution for the opioid crisis. Purdue is also named in a separate action filed by Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. The city lawsuit names several other companies, including Johnson & Johnson and Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Holmes says he hopes to recoup some of the financial cost caused by the crisis, including money spent on human services and emergency response.
Unlike earthquakes and hurricanes, this disaster is a human-made crisis. The lawsuit that I filed today on behalf of the city of Seattle is to hold accountable, first and foremost, those who have caused the harm to this city.
Multiple cities and states have brought lawsuits against opioid manufacturers, including Everett and Tacoma. Attorney General Bob Ferguson says this will likely not be the only suit the state files in relation to the opioid epidemic. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.